Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to attempt and probably succeed in this hour to at least take the full board of calls we've got. But I do want to get into the myth of overpopulation and explain what's happening. I then want to get into how race-based politics is being used to divide and conquer the society. I meant to cover this yesterday, didn't get to it. We will cover it in this hour of the broadcast today. Some of the other news coming up, Senator Lieberman says deny citizenship to suspected terrorists. The Kurt Nemo story that links into the New York Times at GCNLive.com. That's GCNLive.com if you want to read this. Senator Lieberman denies citizenship to suspected terrorist. Well, that means the American people. That's like, well, I'll cover it after I take some calls, but that's like Rahm Emanuel saying, if we think maybe you could possibly be a terrorist, that's a quote, if we think possibly maybe you could be possibly a terrorist, then you'll be denied the right to own guns. No judge, no jury. No fly, no buy. You're on a no-fly list, no buy. I mean, they're really getting rid of our system of law and checks and balances in this country, and it's just incredible. Let's go to Matt in Maryland. Matt, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm all right, my friend.
It's good talking to you. Hey, I just want to let you know your work is just astounding. And everything you're doing seems to be working as far as my office is concerned. We've woken three people up, well, awakened, I should say, three people up at work just this week alone.
Great job.
And it's working. It's paying off. You know, I've actually got one of them convinced, you know, that, hey, this is the truth. This is the way it's working. And then and it's unfortunate.
But, I mean, listen, 15 years ago when I got on air and others were talking, it wasn't all out in the open. It's out in the open now. I mean,
certainly. And with Barry Satoro, our wonderful friend, our leader, he that's a name that a lot of people at the office just had no clue about. No perception that, hey, this is a giant lie. A giant lie that the name Barack Obama, do you even know what it means in Aramaic? Have you heard that, Alex?
I've read it before. Refresh my memory.
In Aramaic, Barack means from the heights, or lightning, I should say. I apologize. It's lightning.
Zeus.
Yes, where Obama in Aramaic means from the heights. Now, if you read Isaiah, the direct reference to Satan is lightning from the heights.
That's right, and that's why the runic in Germanic tribes, you know, lightning falling from the sky, you know, the twin lightning bolts. I'll have to look that up. I had remembered seeing that before, but that's just incredible that he would choose the fake name Lightning from the Heights. But regardless, we know his real name is Barry Satoro. I mean, that was being talked about 2 years ago. It's now admitted, and he was an Indonesian citizen. Game over. But now his wife, in clip after clip, says we went back to his home country. He's Kenyan. We went back, and then he makes jokes about it. And says, yeah, my approval rating's low here, but not in the country of my birth. And everybody laughs. I mean, this is flaunting this. And again, it sets a precedent. First president to be UN Secretary of the Security Council. First, I mean, it's just amazing. What do we know about this guy? But notice how the bigger the lie, as Hitler said, the more they'll buy it. Who would imagine that they would take somebody who was a foreigner and somebody who was clearly with a fake name and make him the president? It's just so big. And it may have something to do with it coming out later, and then they'll have to change the 22nd Amendment so Schwarzenegger can be president.
There you go. And that's what I was thinking about earlier when you were discussing just that while I was watching before you came on today. But, and then one more thing, and I don't mean to take up all your time. This terrorist attempt in New York.
Yes.
It's a little odd now that, you know, at first we couldn't find out who was responsible for this.
That way they could just blame everybody. Oh, the tea parties, yeah.
And now, I guess, well, we've noticed that the truth movement seems to be gaining power. They seem to be doing a great job at opening people up, waking them up. Why don't we just blame it back on Al-Qaeda to validate the fact that it was all Al-Qaeda to begin with?
Well, we know that they were clearly running a drill. Eyewitnesses and others, not just the cop, are saying this. We need to investigate this further because they run drills to cover up the staged terror attack every time. We'll be right back.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at researchedherbs.com. Products at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at researchedherbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. Researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Give me a document cam shot, boys. Thank you for those watching us live at PrisonPlanet.tv, not just listening on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, satellite, the internet at Infowars.com and XM Radio. I was on my Facebook this morning, one of our Facebook accounts, Alexander Emmerich Jones account is the name of it, and I was aware of the Population Research Institute and their great work. But they have produced three animated videos, and we're going to play those right now for everybody that is patiently tuned in to see this information. But you can also just go up to our Facebook account, and the videos are posted at the top, or you can simply, well, I've had Kurt Nemo also post these at Infowars.com and write an article about them. And then this dovetails into the government and the social engineers trying to implement race war, not just here in the United States, but all over the planet, as a tool to divide and conquer the populations against each other. Now, listen, if you go to the UN's own official documents, they say that in the next 20 years, this piece says 30, they're being conservative, that the Earth's population will stabilize between 8 and 9 billion people. That's just a fact. And once a country industrializes, you see a 1.5 or lower population replacement rate. Now, that means for every two parents, for every two people that are born, not all of them even become parents. But to just replace the population, let's say you have 300 million Americans, but you don't have immigration, you know, hypothetically, to have 300 million Americans in the next generation, the generation after that, you need to have 2.1, 2.2, 2.3, depending on the numbers you look at. So you need to have more than two people being born to the average family to be able to just keep the numbers we've got. Now, Japan's 1.2, Italy is 1.3 and dropping. If this continues in less than a decade, they say Japan won't even be having one child for every two Japanese, and that goes all the way down to extinction within 300 years. No more Japanese. No more Italians. No more Germans. Now, America has gone from 260-something million 30 years ago to 310 million now. But the United States has a replacement rate of about 1.5 of Americans that were already here. Doesn't matter if you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian. So the only reason our population is growing is because they're bringing in new people. And we've had more than 50 million abortions since 1973 with Roe v. Wade. And that's just about the number of legals and illegals that have been brought in since then. And the government says, well, we've got to have these people to replace because we've killed our workforce. We've killed America, the death of the West. I mean, this is really happening. And, you know, I talk about this all the time. You see all these black activists. In fact, I saw it last night on CNN where a Hollywood actress, Sandra Bullock, adopted a poor homeless black baby. And the black groups, a bunch of them came out and said, what's this white woman want a black kid for? Why don't you get a white kid? You're just doing this to act liberal. That's how sick these groups are. You've got 52 last year, some years it's even higher, 52% of black people, on average, not being born since Roe v. Wade. More than half the black people that would exist in the United States don't exist. That's why the black population is basically stable. The eugenics program of saying it's liberal to have abortions, pushing them on black people, pushing them on other minorities, have been successful by the globalists in these depressed economic areas. Now, regardless of where you stand on that, how sickening is it that the black media owned by big corporations is so big on keeping everyone divided that you will never hear them talk about what good folks like the people that run blackgenocide.com are exposing. And it is a fact. Over 50% of black people are not born. And then how dare somebody actually adopt that baby? It'd be better that baby just dead. Now, that's the death culture that Margaret Sanger and the Rockefellers and the New World Order have sold the black community. Now, they're moving into all communities. In fact, right here is a CNN report where they came out a couple weeks ago on Earth Day and said, we need to have a one-child policy in the United States. At the Copenhagen Treaty last year in December, they officially, the UN called for a global one-child policy. Now, if you have a global one-child policy, that will more than reduce the population within one generation of half of the Earth's population. Okay? Now, they sell all these myths that there's too many people, we're going to have 100 billion people on the planet when the UN doesn't even say that, humans are killing everything, on and on and on. But if you industrialize the third world, every nation that has become industrialized stops having as many children. Because this modern industrialized system is run by eugenicists where they're targeting the population. But I wanted to play some videos here for folks that were put out by the Population Research Institute, overpopulationmyth.com. And again, this is also up on Infowars.com. But here, I found those articles. Here's Time Magazine. with a report on reducing the population. Here's CNN. In fact, give me a document cam shot, please. I want to go through these for folks. Here's a Times of London article first. Doctors sterilize Uzbek women by stealth. When her baby died soon after delivery, and it mentions the woman's name, the 28-year-old poor farmer's wife longed to be pregnant again. After months of trying, she and her husband visited a doctor who told her she could never have another child because she had been sterilized. And then it talks about how the government is involved in a UN program getting aid loan. This is under State Department Memorandum 200 with Kissinger, where if these countries in India and Peru and Nigeria and countless other third world nations, they don't get their IMF and World Bank money, kind of like the states don't get their highway funds if they don't accept national ID cards, but illegals are exempt. Or FEMA just comes in and says, we own 40% of the land now. You got to pay us a federal property tax is basically what it is. What we just covered last hour for flood insurance that they make you buy. Well, when you've got the global government above you, they tell your government you're not going to get the federal global money from the global federal private corporate banking structure, the global system, the New World Order, the global governance they're openly talking about, unless you sterilize half your women. And it was George Bush Sr., before he was a CIA director, before he was a U.S. ambassador to China, and he got China to agree to this, the one-child policy, who orchestrated, and federal documents have been released, we cover it in my film Endgame, that on Indian reservations they sterilized, in a two-year period, 44% of the women. The women would go in to have dental work done at the federal office. They'd hit them with knockout chemicals, or they'd shoot them up, and they'd tie their tubes. Well, here it is in the Times of London, Uzbek women sterilized by stealth, and you can read all about it and how the women didn't even know this had been done to them. And we've caught them in Thailand and other places where the government goes into the poor areas and actually kills the babies. They give them special vaccines that then kill the babies. And the whole village who's pregnant, you know, the women who are pregnant in the village, they'll all lose their babies. And I would guess they probably killed her baby as well. You notice the baby died and then suddenly she was sterilized and the government admits they sterilized her. Here's another one. This is Sky Television. That's Fox News in England. China to sterilize 10,000 to curb births in just one province alone. Women who've had already one child are to be picked up by police and to be forcibly sterilized. There you go. Just to give you an example of the policy they want here in the United States. Here's another one. How green is your love life? CNN. And it says drive a hybrid car, eat organic, and then it says or implement a one-child policy. They just slip that in and tell us sex is bad, having kids are bad. And you've got all these pundits on television, I know you've probably seen it, saying when you only need to have one child in America. We have Al Gore calling for this, and you should only have a 2,000-square-foot house max, but he's got more than nine houses, one of them 22,000 square feet, one 9,000 square feet. He's got two homes in California on the beach, but he says the water's going to rise and flood it. Just a complete criminal liar. So that's just some of the news there that I wanted to cover. But now let's go ahead. Well, we're going to go to break, and then I'll play these clips when we come back. We're going to play three different video animation clips, but the audio is also informative for radio listeners. And food, there's a lot of it. That's the second clip we're going to play. We're also going to play kids, stable population, 2.1. And we're also going to play overpopulation, the making of a myth. So we're going to come back and play these, and then I'm going to dovetail that into how State Department Memorandum 200 said, if the governments don't sterilize their women, we'll just start wars with their neighbors or fund guerrilla groups. That'll kill people, or we'll just cut off their food supply. And we know the GMO crops in India and other places have resulted in hundreds of thousands of people dying, tens of thousands committing suicide because there's no money. Because they bring in GMO crops, then they can't get seeds the next year. It's destroying the chemicals they've used are poisoning the people. That's why it's a scientific dictatorship. And that's why in every major study, all the major GMO crops that have been approved have the side effect of sterilizing mammals or reducing fertility bare minimum. And so you're eating GMO food right now in the West. The honeybees eat it and die, and you're wondering why you can't have children at 25. You've been hit and hit hard by a chemical biological weapons cocktail. We'll be right back.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. Gear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
You may be arrested and/or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Food Strag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Okay, let's go to this video piece breaking down that you need to have 2.1 children per family to just keep the population. And the entire West, including Japan, every industrialized nation, is not having anywhere near that. We are dying, ladies and gentlemen. And it's in the West where they're really teaching people not to have children. Here's the clip.
From the time of the cavemen all the way until today, humanity continues to exist because each generation of people has produced another generation to replace itself. scientists have figured out how many people need to be born each generation to replace the generation before. That number is one person per person. All things being equal, this creates perfect demographic balance. Since women are the only ones who can have children, replacing every person on Earth means each woman needs to have two children, one to replace her, and the other to replace the man, who cannot have children. The total fertility rate is the average number of children each woman in a society is having. This number shows us if a society is growing or shrinking. In developed countries, the replacement rate birth rate is 2.1 children per woman. This will keep the population stable, but even that is assuming that every woman has children and that there are no wars, famines, or disease. In the real world, disasters happen all the time, and sadly, not all children reach adulthood, especially in poor countries. This pushes their replacement rate up to 3.3 children per woman. Since not every woman wants to have children, in order to keep the population stable, some women need to have more than 2.1 children to balance the birth rate with the women who are only having one or no children at all. Maintaining this balance is of the utmost importance. If society does not at least replace itself every generation, human numbers begin to fall exponentially. Economic and social problems appear as elderly people retiring begin to outnumber young people entering the workplace. This is already happening all over the developed world. Many of the world's nations are only barely replacing themselves, while a growing majority have birth rates below replacement, some as low as 1.8 or even 1.2 babies per woman. Many societies are facing a very real danger: extinction.
Think about it, folks. Okay, let's go to the next clip. Food, there's lots of it. Because people say, okay, well, there's not enough food. No, they pay Western farmers worldwide not to produce food. Let's go to that clip.
According to believers in overpopulation, there are so many of us on the planet that food production cannot possibly keep up. However, according to both the UN's Food and Agricultural Organization and the World Food Program, there is currently enough food on the planet for everyone to be well fed. Not only that, but we're growing this food on less land than we did in the past. This is why, in the United States, for example, the government can afford to pay farmers not to grow food, but instead return their farmlands to the wild. Modern technology also allows us to grow food on land where it would have been impossible to do so, even a few years ago. Agricultural experts even believe that Africa, if cultivated using modern farming methods, could eventually feed the whole world, all by itself. Then why are people in many parts of the world starving? The World Food Program lists key causes of hunger, and overpopulation is not on that list. War, one of the leading causes of world hunger, destroys crops and disrupts relief efforts. Widespread poverty prevents many from buying the food that they need. And a lack of infrastructure means that there isn't a reliable way to transport food to areas that need it. This is why reducing the number of hungry people will not make the remaining people less hungry. Those who have access to the food will continue to have access to it, and those who don't will still be hungry. Reducing population will not magically cause food to be spread around equally. And blaming overpopulation for everything does nothing but distract us from the real problems that we actually have. Think about it.
Perfectly done. Absolutely accurate. That is the facts. The West is dying, and the British Royal Commission by eugenicists, by the British government, in 49, said, if we industrialize Latin America, Africa, and Asia, they will stop having even their replacement rate like the West. That trend had already kicked in many Western countries. But they said, if we do industrialize them, though, that will make them politically powerful, and then we can't control them through finance and military. So they said, what we're going to do is we're going to block economic development and industrial development. Then there will be a giant population bloom, but we'll come in with other corrective measures like sterilization, cutting off food and water with war. And that's in State Department Memorandum 200 from 1973 and in the CIA accompanying memorandum. And, of course, it's in the book Eco-Science, written by the White House science czar, John P. Holdren, with Paul R. Ehrlich, that they were just talking about in that piece. And we're going to come back with the final video that actually talks about Ehrlich and Malthus and where these lies came from. It came from the British eugenicists. Now, we're going to cover proto-eugenics, the roots of the roots, to understand this and what the world government's stated goal is. For the New World Order, world government's only the beginning. Forced global extermination of 80 to 99%. They debate if they'll kill us all. This is public. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kill C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I want to get into how race is used to control and divide and conquer. I want to talk about the reality of where this self-induced mental illness is going here in just a moment. We ran out of time yesterday to play Professor Camus Cambon, which is just par for the course. But the point is the academics in the crowd are clapping and smiling and agreeing with him. Now, we haven't edited the video, but I got to pause it in the middle. I was going to play it, but he says the N-word a bunch, calling white people the N-word. And, you know, you can play this on radio, but it upsets people, so I'm just not going to play that part. If you want to watch the full video, we'll give you the address if you want to go see it unedited from C-SPAN. Now, this happened a few years ago, but the point is this is very popular, and this is pushed, and this is promoted, but he's got the same view, but from another perspective, as the globalists that want to reduce everybody's numbers. I mean, he's saying it's white people doing this. I'm going to break this down because it's just a great illustration. But back to population. Let's play the clip here of overpopulation, the making of a myth that goes with those other two clips we just played. And I want everybody to go to Infowars.com, where Kurt Nemo's got all three of the articles posted along with an article he wrote and all three of the videos, so you can send that to your friends and family who are brainwashed and think they should pay carbon taxes for every child they have. Not only does the government own your house, and now it says it owns your body, as they collectivize all of our wealth into their hands and all of our rights go out the window. Let's go ahead and go to this final clip.
The myth of overpopulation originated in England in 1798 when a vicar named Thomas Malthus, who fancied himself something of a mathematician, saw that food production increased incrementally, but people reproduced exponentially. He sat down and did some simple math and summarily decided that the world would be out of food by 1890. He blamed reduced mortality rates and recommended killing off the have-nots of society, lest the haves starve to death. This cry was taken up by Paul Ehrlich of Stanford University in 1968, who claimed that reckless human reproduction had overwhelmed the Earth. Massive famines would result, which would destroy, best-case scenario, one-fifth of humanity by the end of the 70s, and the planet would follow. This fear produced large donations for the newly created UNFPA, which thrives on an imagined crisis that has been both imminent and rescheduled again and again over the past two centuries. The truth of the matter is that every family on this planet could have a house with a yard and all live together on a landmass the size of Texas, which is really just a small corner of the planet. The population of Earth will peak in 30 years, start to go back down. We're not overpopulated. Do the math.
Now, they mentioned Paul Ehrlich in that, who co-wrote the book with John P. Holder and the White House Science Czar, calling for drugging the water supply to sterilize us. But they said you've got to do it incrementally so people don't notice that the fertility's dropping, but now it has. They are doing it. The government is taking your baby's blood at birth. I told you that over a decade ago. It's now mainstream news. It is put in the Cold Springs Harbor / UN eugenics database. The world government follows a religion of eugenics and extermination and social Darwinism. You better find out about it. And we covered it in my film, End Game, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, because it just didn't get picked up by Paul Ehrlich. They had to be, you know, simple in a minute and a half. Paul Ehrlich was a crypto eugenicist, and so is the White House Science Czar, and so are all these people running this system. I mean, shifting gears now, I'm just going to play most of this 10-minute clip, because yesterday I tried to play it, ran out of time, and then I'm just going to comment after. I'm going to write notes and comment after. Because if I start commenting beforehand, it's just that everything this guy is saying is true, except he's saying white people magically are evil. No, human beings, people are people. Black African tribes enslaved black African tribes. Arab tribes have enslaved Arab tribes. Most of the Roman slaves were white. White people enslaving white people. Most of the immigrants to the U.S. before 1776 were indentured servants. You know, I had some family came over as pilgrims on the Mayflower. I had other ancestors that came over as indentured servants. And you were just a sharecropper. You never got out of debt. You were basically a slave. So the media only tells you about black slavery because that's the way to play people off against each other. And when they bring in multiculturalism, it's all about differences to make us be at each other's throats instead of just moving on, not making it a big issue. Because tribalism is in all of us, via religion, via race, via, you know, you name it. It's there. And now we have tribes of, you know, folks that have, I'm not saying they're bad, I'm just saying different tribes of cowboys and, you know, hip-hop people and tattoo tribes and motorcycle tribes. Those are the tribes of America. You know, people are really into how they dress and, you know, how they talk and what they do. That's their identity. Well, my identity is liberty and freedom and science and exploration and protecting the innocent and working together. But the globalists, through the universities, it was the Ford Foundation and the federal government that funded the radical Chicano movement, saying the U.S. belongs to Mexico and that white people are evil. Why? They want to have us fighting with each other. You're not going to get your Aslan. It's delusional. It's to destroy the system of freedom that produced all this wealth. Hadn't been perfect, but what we're going into is tyranny. So this is social engineering. So when he talks about, he didn't get into the government creating AIDS, that's declassified. But, you know, he gets into how they're using medicine to kill people and how they're but he says the white man wants to sell you cigarettes. No, the white man pulled up almost 600 years ago in Cuba and said, man, I like smoking this. And the natives were going, yeah, we like it, too. It's really addictive. Cigars, baby. Now, I mean, the Chinese are selling cigarettes. The Japanese are selling them. African I mean, there's African tobacco production, blacks selling cigarettes to blacks. There are evil mafias in the Italian groups, in the WASP groups, in the black groups, in the Jewish groups. But when people say, well, all Italians are mafia, that's a fraud. Or when you say all whites are evil, that's a fraud. Or you say all blacks are criminals, that's a stereotype, a fraud. When you say all Jews, you know, are running the banks in a New World Order. Well, there is a Jewish mafia involved in that, and we expose it. But it's not the only group, the only system. And that's why they have fake federal groups out there who've been caught, like Hal Turner and countless others, trying to radicalize the End the Fed movement to make it anti-Semitic so that we're divided again, and so we can't ever get the people together. They want us all fighting with each other. And so I oppose mafia. I oppose criminality. But there's mafia in Africa. There's mafia in Iran. There are cliques and good old boy clubs in England, in Israel. You know, there's boss hog types in small towns. You'll have one town that's good and free because they've got good people in it that got involved and believe in freedom. You'll have a town next door, a county next door, totally thug run. And those counties always fall apart because everybody moves out of it that can. Okay, that's why the feds don't want states' rights. They don't want you to be able to run state to state for freedom. They don't want you having a choice. The global government doesn't want you to be able to run from country to country. They say this. They want taxes about 80% worldwide. They want everybody under their control. That's what the euro's about. You heard Greg Palast, BBC, talk to one of the founders of the euro. He admitted it's about not letting anybody have lower taxes, and it's about bankrupting nations to take control of them. It's a global economic order. It's a system. And the main reason white people have dominated this globe was language and was the fact that they were the last domino to fall to tyranny. I said I'm going to go to this clip, but there's just so much history I want to give you. Rome had fallen. Other empires had fallen because they become decadent. But some of the science survived to the Dark Ages. And you had the wild tribes of Britannia, Albion, Gaul, Germania, and other areas, and you had the trade system that had been set up by the Vikings, and all of that merged together in the last 1,000 years, and then it came out of the Dark Ages in the last 600, 500. You had the Renaissance, the Great Awakening, liberty, freedom, literature, Gutenberg's printing press, the greatest invention. It's rated as the greatest invention by man. That produced incredible wealth. It wasn't perfect, but the move towards liberty was the greatest humans had ever seen. Okay? That produced all this wealth. And then the tyranny moved back in to take over that wealth, and it was able to set up an empire. So that's why this happened. You know, there have been other cultures. Africa had had Egypt. It became decadent over 3,000 years and fell. Okay? I mean, if Egypt had had its rise in the last 600, 700 years, you would have a global African dominant system. And that's an oversimplification. The point is that that's why you see white people in so many positions. But those same white people are putting poisons in the vaccines for white people. They're putting fluoride in the water that gives you cancer and reduces fertility for everybody. So it's asinine. The average white person is a guilty person who thinks white people are evil and worships black people. Okay? I'm white. I know. I'm around it. I'm sick of it. Okay? I like black people. I like everybody else, but I haven't done anything wrong. I don't have any guilt. I'm not a white devil. I don't have a tail under here. I don't have horns. I'm not bad. Okay? Now, there are groups of elitists. Doesn't matter if they're Japanese, Jewish, German. They all have these meetings. They all agree on eugenics. My dad, you know, had a professor at UT who was the head of the botany department who was Jewish, who was openly a eugenicist and said, well, Hitler, you know, went too far. We don't need to target one group. We need to target dumb people. I mean, this transcends, okay? And as long as we say it's the white people or it's the black people or it's the Jews, one group, we're just going to be divided and fight with each other. It should be about ideas. But listen to this guy, because his crescendo is kill the white people. We'll play part of it, come back from break, and play the rest, ending the show with it. Here is this professor on C-SPAN, and the point is, this is an idea held by 5-7% or so of blacks in America. It's very popular. It's a minority, but it's popular, and it was funded by the government, and this is asinine baloney. He says all this stuff is true, but then says the white man is the source of all evil. Baloney. Okay? Okay, if you want to say the white man's the source of something, it's the, you know, Gutenberg press. Here it is.
I want to say a couple of things, and I really don't want you all to miss me before we get ready to go. My wife was here, and she was the president of the Association of Black Psychologists a couple of years ago, and she was responsible for taking about 500 people, including about 300 black psychologists, to Ghana, West Africa, for their national conference. The reason I point that out is because I want to say a couple of things, and I'm going to go out of bounds with what I have to say relative to what we've been talking about. First of all, I grew up in Brooklyn, and I saw, looking back on my life, I saw about 30 of my friends die, you know, getting shot, overdosing on drugs, any number of things that took them off the planet, you know, beautiful brothers. So as I started to become more conscious, I looked around, I started asking this very important question. I think the most important question that I asked myself and that you can ask yourself is why. And I wanted to find out what was going on. So I began to change. I began to examine everything. I don't like to use the word critically, but I started to really check things out. So I went through a very, very serious change. I mean, serious change. And what my wife and I did, we decided that we were going to drop out from the system. We delivered two of our three children at home using midwives. She didn't take any medication. We didn't go to a doctor. She talked me into doing that, but it was a beautiful experience for me to be there to help deliver our children. They were born, by the way, 2 years apart on the same day, and our oldest daughter helped us deliver our children. We also changed our diets. We saw the hospital system was killing our people, so we changed our diets. We have been vegan for about 30 years. That means no meat.
The hospital system's killing everybody, buddy.
At all, in any form, no dairy products, no sugar, no white flour, the same thing that Dr. Whitaker talked about, because we understood that we were in a war. And I want to emphasize that to you. We are in a war. We left New York and went to North Carolina, and really, it's on her again, we decided that we were not going to go in debt because the new form of slavery was economic slavery. Well, we got some land. We were very fortunate, and we built our own house. We built a log house. It took us 16 months. We worked night and day every day for the 16 months. And she was out there with a chainsaw in the cold and the rain. And we worked and we built the house so we would not have to give white people any money. I taught on the college level for a number of years at a so-called black college. And I'm down against black colleges. I'm going to tell you straight up because some of the madness that's going on in these schools. But what I want to say is that there are two things going on the planet now. One is that when white people came to us and said, we're going to free you, we're going to emancipate you from the plantation, what they did was extended the boundaries of the plantation and made it an international plantation.
That's true.
Made us think that we were free.
That's true.
In addition to that, they made every white person on earth a plantation master.
Not true. Owner. They made us slaves.
So there are two things in operation. We are in an international prison. It's not just in America, but everywhere we go, our people are dying. So the things that are in operation on this planet is that white people want to kill us. I want you to understand that. They want to kill you. And it has nothing to do with what the kind of degree you have, what kind of car you have, what kind of title you have, what fraternity you belong to, what religion you belong to. They want to kill you because that is part of their plan. There are any number of reasons why they want to do that. I'm not going to waste my time trying to figure out why they want to kill us. But I know that's what they want to do. And they want to do it in many different ways. Psychological, economic, cultural, spiritual, social, and biological, chemical, electromagnetic. They want to kill you. But they also want to make money in the process of your death.
That's true.
Now, I saw a brother when I was coming and he was smoking a cigarette. So now he's going to kill himself, but they're going to make money off of his death process. The other thing is that they want us to, if they don't kill us, like they tried to kill the brother by beating him up in New Orleans, if they don't kill us that way, or shooting like they killed the brother in Cincinnati, or like they killed Malice Green in Detroit, or like they killed Greenwich up in Pittsburgh, if they don't come out right and kill us straight, they want to get us to kill ourselves. Now, these are the only two operations on the planet.
And then he starts calling white people the N-word. We're going to cut out that part, come back from break, and play the balance where he calls for killing every white person on Earth. Now, the issue is white people are smoking cigarettes. I'll guarantee you 99.9% of white people who haven't heard this show don't understand that you've got the top globalists. But let me tell you something. China's involved. Japan's involved. Black leaders have been bought off in Africa. They're involved. He talks about police brutality. In Africa, the cops act just like they do here or worse. They're black on black. It's the nature of corruption and big government, buddy, not the white devil. We'll be right back. I'm yours truly, the white devil, Alex Jones, exposing the New World Order.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
All right, here's the climax of the professor. You know, why doesn't he go out and give speeches against 50-plus percent of blacks aborting their babies? Oh, he's a liberal. Why doesn't he go out and tell black folks to rally and expose the government shipping their drugs in? Or how black leaders are on the payroll? He probably does. And I want to reach out to that fella and tell him I want him to come on the show. But I guess he thinks I have, like, some evil intelligence and I'm, like, jacked into the devil and, you know, I'm different from him. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I want everybody to live in peace, happy, and go to the stars together. not kill each other, but the globalists are using tribalism to play us off against each other, and black liberation that Obama's involved in is funded by the government, because it's not liberation, it's slavery. Let's go ahead and go back to him saying, we must kill all the white people. Here it is.
Yes. Now, what we have to do is we have to devise a system or a plan for ourselves. And I said earlier that each one of you is a system. And everything that you do, every thought that you think, either you are supporting white world terror domination by your actions, what you buy, what you wear, where you go, what you eat, how you use your time. You are either supporting the white people in their process of death, or you're for African liberation. It's one or the other. And if we don't use our time wisely, then we are engaging in a form of subtle suicide. Because as I said earlier, their system is still going on. They still have these images on TV that are going on. They're still warehousing our children in the special ed.
True.
Giving them Ritalin.
True.
They're no
jobs.
White kids
too, buddy.
In the hospitals. So their system is not stopping. And then finally, I want to say that we need one idea. And we're not thinking about a solution to the problem. We're dealing with all these other things, but these are diversions from the solution to the problem. And we have to start to think about a solution to the problem so that these young brothers and sisters who are here now, who are 15, 16, and 17, are not here 25 years later talking about these same problems. Now, how do I know that the white people know that we are going to come up with a solution to the problem? I know it because they have retina scans, they have what they call racial profiling, DNA banks, and they're monitoring our people to try to prevent the one person from coming up with the one idea. And the one idea is how we are going to exterminate white people, because that, in my estimation, is the only conclusion I have come to. We have to exterminate white people off of the face of the planet to solve this problem. Now, I don't care whether you clap or not, but I'm saying to you that we need to solve this problem because they are going to kill us. And I will leave on that. So we have to just set up our own system and stop playing and get very serious and not be diverted from coming up with a solution to the problem. And the problem on the planet is white people.
Well, there you go. Yay! And people are crying and agreeing and clapping and talking about how beautiful it is. That is sick. And the globalists fund that. And they fund the white supremacists, and they fund all the rest of it to get us killing each other instead of getting a real economic system together and kicking the parasite banking system off the planet. But no, that's not going to happen if that professor and many others have his way. And I've got countless videos. We posted them. Glenn Spencer's got them of the illegal alien rallies where they have similar signs and say the same thing. And then as a white person, I go, listen, I don't want to be your enemy, but you're all talking about how you want to kill me. And see, that's the globalist model. They say, well, not just minority groups that are the majority worldwide, but anybody that we don't get rid of is going to challenge us. Let's wipe everybody out and go to the stars. That's what the globalist controllers are saying. But they plan to kill me, too. They plan to kill you, regardless of what color you are. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. Great job, crew. Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.